Two out of every five Wisconsin retirees are at significant risk of depression upon retirement, according to medical studies cited by Carol Larson. Larson and her friend Mary Helen Conroy found so many fellow retired people with problems that they founded a website, RetireeRebels.com, to help the 58,000 Wisconsinites who will retire in the coming year. Larson says too many baby boomers aren't truly ready for retirement.
I've actually run across some research by psychologists who now add retirement to the list of the most significant changes you can have in your life. You know, those being a death in the family, a divorce, marriage, child. They now add retirement.
Mary Helen Conroy says having enough money to retire is always an important issue, but far from the only one.
I think where the mistake comes in is planning for the lifestyle part, the how we're going to live it, what we're going to use the money for. And so I think that we don't spend enough time looking at that piece.
Both Larson and Conroy say the baby boomers are a purpose-driven generation, and many find it difficult to adjust to a life that's not dominated by work. Larson says there are many incorrect stereotypes about retired life, including the myth that it will now be a round-the-clock vacation or that retired people are a drain on society. For many people, retirement is not so much the end of work, but the beginning of a transition.
The new model of retirement is now not that you stop working. It's not an either-or situation. It's whether you change doing the kind of work you do or the amount of work you do.
Conroy says one of the major issues facing retirees is realizing that they are now going to be permanently out of the loop at their former place of employment and that their work friends really aren't going to stay in touch with them.
So we need to look for ways that we can indeed engage with folks again. So loneliness and depression and suicide are the ugly side of retirement that we know as much as the happy side.
They say they named their website Retiree Rebels because people need to learn to be a rebel to fight against the misleading stereotypes about what retirement really is. For Public News Service, I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.